This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the General Health and News channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Josh Sultan, CEO of Jets and Bikes, makers of electric bikes, which can run up to 20 miles per hour on a lithium-ion battery. Josh, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure to talk to you guys.
It certainly is. So tell us about Jets and Bikes. It looks like a lot of fun, too.
So Jets and Electric Bikes is not just an electric bike. It's a full, blown-out transportation experience. We've put a tremendous amount into the bike to make it a casual, efficient, stylish, eco-friendly ride. And it's been an unbelievable ride so far, no pun intended. The company is growing every single day.
What is an electric bike?
Well, so an electric bicycle, which is our product, is technically still considered, according to the federal law, a full-blown-out bicycle. So you don't need a license or registration to ride it. It has three key components to making it a bicycle, or I should say keeping it a bicycle. One would be that it does not exceed 20 miles per hour, and the Jetson electric bike doesn't. Another would be that it has two functional pedals, which ours does. You can actually ride the bike if you don't want to use the electric juice. And the third part would be that it has a motor that's less than 750 watts, and ours has a brushless motor of 500 watts. So technically, a Jetson electric bike and an electric bike is something that falls into that category. And because of that, it's a really convenient way to get around that's really low maintenance. And it's a bicycle that moves electrically.
Why do you think that electric bikes are making a huge impact on the U.S. marketplace?
I think everybody is really tired of the old traditional ways of getting around and what comes with them. So be it a car, people are tired of looking for parking or paying for gas or getting traffic tickets. I think if a motorcycle could be something that's too dangerous, too expensive, or requires too much at the DMV, electric bicycles are, you know, as we increase the spec and the ride of our bike, the user experience is just growing every single day, and people are loving the fact that they can get on an electric bike like mine or like the others that are out there. They can cruise to work with ease, feel safe that they're not going too fast. They don't need a license or registration. They can park the bike easily, jump off, head into work, take out the high-grade lithium-ion battery that's in the seat, plug it in the wall, and you know, standard wall outlet like you would plug in your phone, and just pop it in, you know, whenever you want after work. And it's just, I think it's the ease of use and the cost savings that come with an electric bicycle.
Today we're speaking with Josh Sultan, CEO of Jets and Bikes, makers of electric bikes, which can run up to 20 miles per hour on a lithium-ion battery, here on eHealth Radio's General Health and News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Why are electric bikes better for commuters?
Well, electric bikes are better for commuters for a bunch of reasons. I mean, right off the bat, you don't have that gasoline charge. You're not fueling up at the pump every single week, paying $60, $80, $100, you know, right out of your pocket. So the cost savings on just plugging in a battery and using that to get to work is great. Other than that, it kind of makes the commute so much easier. You know, you don't have to deal with the traffic that you're seeing every day. I mean, in the busiest parts of this country, you could be stuck in traffic for 1-2 hours on a bad day, depending on how far you have to go. You know, electric bicycles, we're just keeping things easy. And more so than ever, people are looking to personalize their lives, and people are looking to add some fun back into their lives and have some flavor. And with Jetson electric bikes, I think we're providing that, and not just for business purposes, but people are starting to say, you know what, I'm going to work every day. I want to enjoy it. I want to get there the way I want to get there, and I want to get home how I want to get home. And I think it's an ease of use mixed with fun and also a cost savings. I mean, you know, all those three added together, you have a fantastic option in the Jetson electric bike.
I certainly would agree. Do you still get a substantial amount of exercise when using an electric bike?
Yes. So, you know, of course, you know, the main mode of transportation is, of course, using the electric throttle and, you know, propelling yourself forward electrically. But we do have a lot of customers who we hear back from who are using the bike for exercise purposes. And what they'll do is they will ride a mile, let's just say, electrically, and then the mile back, they will pedal. And when they're feeling tired, they'll use the electric part. And when they're ready to give it some more, they'll start to pedal more. So there really is a fitness aspect to it. And also, you know, with everything that you do, most people just want to look good doing it. So, you know, with the fun fashion colors that we have, you know, there's a color for everybody as they exercise and as they're just, you know, using it locally.
How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Jetson bikes online?
Yeah, sure. It's www.jetsonbike.com, and you can find everything from the features to the specs to where you can buy it, some more information on our fun colors and our eco-friendly properties, and that's jetsonbike.com.
And lastly, is there anything else that we should know about Jetson bikes in conclusion?
Well, you should know that Jetson bikes are coming to retailers throughout the country, you know, towards the back half of 2013. And we're looking to be the number one household brand name in electric bicycles and electric products.
Certainly been good to have caught up with you. I love the aspect here. We've been speaking with Josh Sultan, CEO of Jetson Bikes, makers of electric bikes, which can run up to 20 miles per hour on a lithium-ion battery. And the website of reference, once again, go check it out. It's absolutely phenomenal. JetsonBike.com. Josh, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the General Health and News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.